This is The Fantasy Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
All right, it is week 15, and welcome into The Fantasy Show on the Sportsnet 590 The Fan radio station, sportsnet.ca/590. Alex Ixero, Josh Goldberg, and we welcome back Dan Riccio to the fold. Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Alex?
What's going on? It's fantasy football semifinal week.
Yeah, we were talking all about the weather before the show started.
All three of us started Matt Moore in our semifinals. No, we didn't do that.
I feel like we should do a remote from somewhere outside, a remote broadcast, just to get a feel for how cold it's going to be in at least 50% of the games out there today.
I did enough shoveling this week. I was glad to, although I had so much ice on the car that I had to scrape off this morning.
Yeah,
well, Josh looks jacked this morning. Like, he was just going at it, like scraping the ice off, you know?
Well, you know where he got all the extra energy from? His wonderful mother, Barbara, made a giant batch of chocolate chip cookies.
Yep.
Or chocolate chip coconut cookies?
There's some coconut in there.
Yeah,
I think there might be some oatmeal.
Okay, but do you, when you refer to what they are,
They're chocolate chip cookies.
But they have coconut in it.
Sure.
So shouldn't you refer to them as chocolate chip coconut cookies?
I feel like...
No, they're just Barb's chocolate chip cookies.
In that situation, you want to, in case somebody doesn't like coconut, it's like, oh, like, take a bite, see if you notice that there's coconut in there. Like Wilner, for example, Mike Wilner does not like coconut, took a bite. Didn't like them because he tasted coconut.
Mike Wilner's diet includes ketchup, chicken fingers, and I think he's a more picky of an eater than my brother. Which
corn
I would...
soup, sweet corn soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Loves his sweet corn soup.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank your lovely mom, who we haven't met yet, but this is the second time she's brought us.
I'm sure she's
goods.
Listening right now.
Yeah. Hashtag thank you, Barb.
Yeah. Thank you, Barb.
Oh, wow.
She gets a nice applause.
And let her know, Josh, that next week is the fantasy football finals, so I expect...
Something...
Two cakes, pancakes.
Pancakes.
I want her to make her own syrup outside, like Quebec style. Anyways.
I don't know how pancakes would travel.
That's fine.
They got to be fresh off the pan.
We have two microwaves here. One of them works.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right. So the fantasy semifinals are here. Hopefully you are involved. I am in two fantasy semifinals this week. What about you guys? How many leagues are you still involved in?
Still in one league, and it's a team I co-manage with producer Mark Boffo.
Oh.
I'm just looking at the lineup. He wants to start Alshon Jeffrey today.
Over who?
Yeah. We got J.J. Nelson.
I don't think I'd do that.
Mark Ingram.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Ryan Matthews?
Jackson? I think you can make an easy case that Ryan Matthews will outproduce Alshon Jeffrey.
I would definitely be starting Deshaun Jackson over Alshon.
No Smallwood, no Sproles.
Yeah.
I would start Deshaun Jackson over Crowder.
Doug Peterson will find a way to use Kenjon Barner and that bum they signed off the practice squad.
Probably.
Doug Peterson.
It is the Ravens, though, right? It is the Ravens.
It's the biggest run defense in the league.
You want to know why the NFL season's the longest thing in the world? Remember when Carson Wentz was Dan Marino 2.0?
Yep.
Eagles were going to the Super Bowl and behind that defense.
Yeah. Remember when Devonta Booker was going to be like a top five running back the rest of the way? Yeah, those were good times.
It's like you think that the NFL season's short because it's only 16 games, but then you think back to stuff that happened in October and September, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
How did that happen this season?
So what are you going to do? Are you going to start Alshon or not?
Well, I think it's between Alshon and D-Jax, but we already have Crowder starting, so... Mm-hmm.
I think it's a large roster.
So
would you start Deshaun over Crowder? Deshaun's been crushing it lately, auditioning for a new deal
PPR?
In the offseason.
PPR, Dan?
It is, yes.
This is your crazy settings league.
It's
full
weird.
Point. I would go Crowder.
Jameis and Crowder. All right, so we got a lot coming up on the show today. By the way, Emil Delich and Mark Boffo behind the glass for the next 2 hours. Rob Wong will join us just after 9 o'clock. We'll get his take on the DFS schedule. Who won our league last week? Who won it last week?
Not me. I've been just in the freezer the last couple
weeks. It might have been Alex Ixero.
No. I didn't win it. Oh, it was Rob Wong. Rob won it, and I finished second.
Yeah.
So Rob can gloat about how... and he only won it because he had Falcons defense. I had Panthers D, who got me like 15, 16 points.
That's pretty good.
Falcons D pretty much won him the week.
And Le'Veon Bell.
Which
if you didn't have Le'Veon Bell last week, you
were screwed. I did not. Yeah, I did not.
I think it was myself. I don't think Rob had Le'Veon. I think it was myself and Travis McKenzie, Jeff Blair producer, that had.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he had
the rest of your team must have been hashtag bad.
It wasn't great.
I love hashtag bad. Hashtag good also works.
The Michael Floyd play was not great.
No.
Neither was the Allen Robinson play.
Yeah. He got waived this week. That's how bad he was last week.
Going from your DFS lineup to DUI to waive to potentially winning a Super Bowl. Yeah.
I'm just surprised. I'm surprised like the Patriots, I guess, were the only team that put in a claim on him.
Yeah, I think it was either them. They were.
Cowboys.
Yeah, and they're ahead of the Cowboys, I think.
Right,
so
we don't know if the Cowboys put in a claim.
30
but
teams passed on Michael Floyd, so that must
it's a free
something.
Look before he gets free agency. And then, of course, we'll get to all the games. We'll take your tweets and emails and all that stuff. But to me, there's three pressing issues off the top I want to get to. The first one, let's just get weather out of the way. Seems like there's really two games that might be impacted, not so much by snow, but by how cold it's going to be in Chicago and Kansas City. So I have NFLweather.com in front of me, and all of these, all of the weather listed here is all in Fahrenheit, and I'm not smart enough to do the conversion. So
let me bring it up.
You guys tell me that in Chicago today, there's supposed to be some winds, and it's supposed to be 9 degrees Fahrenheit. What the hell is that?
I think it's going to be minus 15 in Chicago this afternoon, wind chill of minus 25.
Minus 12 would be 9 Fahrenheit. So that's you give me the number and I'll put it into Google.
Okay.
Okay. So let's work with that first.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers is hurt.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers didn't practice all week, but is going to start today. And he was limping around again last week, and I actually did a little bit of reading on this, which surprised me, but cramping and re-injury is a big factor, especially when you're dealing with temperatures like this. So
he might need a few trips under the tent today.
Yeah, he might, but it's still, if I've been playing Aaron Rodgers to this point, I'm playing Aaron Rodgers. I guess, I don't know what questions really there are here with Green Bay, like, I want to play Ty Montgomery today, even though Chicago's run D is better than their pass D. I'm going to play Jordy Nelson anyways.
I don't know. Like it's scary that...
How do you bench Aaron? I know he's hurt, but how do you bench him?
I don't think you can bench Aaron or Jordy Nelson.
No, absolutely not.
No.
But, I mean, the over-under's under 40. So, like, it's right at 40, 39 and a half right there. So
I love me some Ty Montgomery today. I really do.
That's interesting. I mean, Ty Montgomery, okay, he might run the ball a little bit. And Jordan Howard, I think, on the other side, because the Packers' defense isn't great.
I mean, I'm kind of expecting double-digit carries for Ty Montgomery and maybe 3, 4, 5 targets. Like, he's going to start. From what Rappaport says, he's going to be their starting running back today. Mm-hmm. No James Starks, who apparently got into a car accident this week. He's concussed, so he's not playing. So it's just him and Mike and Christian Michael. So, in DFS, he's really cheap as a wide receiver. I have him everywhere today.
Yeah.
But the sickle cell thing could be a problem, too, because when you're dehydration, I guess, from what I've understood, is more of an issue, again, in cold weather, and dehydration is something that is risky to these players. That's why John Brown's only playing, 20 snaps a game for Arizona. But hopefully he's going to be okay. I guess on the Chicago side of things, you're probably playing Jordan Howard if you have been to this point. It's what do you do with Alshon Jeffrey, who's back from suspension, and this is the first game that he's really playing with Matt Barkley. So,
yeah,
Dan's got a situation here. A lot of people this week have been asking me, Alshon or this guy, and for the most part, I've been saying, start the other guy.
I guess the one good thing is he wasn't hurt, so you can expect him to come back and have a full complement of snaps. And as producer Mark Boffo has argued with me, you got to think he wants the ball, and he's asking for the ball. He has a couple of weeks to make some kind of highlight reel plays to put on tape before he hits free agency this offseason.
Right.
So there's some narrative street there to it. I find it hard. It's different season long and DFS. I would say DFS, it's hard for me to see a high ceiling on any of these guys this week because of the weather and because of where the over-under totals are at. But
and the thing too with all of these owners who pretty much got to this point without they've had one touchdown from Alshon Jeffrey all year.
Yeah.
and pretty much had him on their bench for the last month.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, we bought low on Jeffrey late in the season. Like, that's the only reason we have him.
Like Taylor Gabriel or Alshon Jeffrey?
Gabriel, 100%.
Yeah. You go Rishard Matthews in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Or Alshon Jeffrey.
I think I would. The Packers' D's been pretty good lately, coinciding with that three-game win streak. The secondary stiff end.
So
Gunter and Randall are good now. So and Barkley and Alshon have no chemistry. They've never played together. You can't just assume off a month off he's going to step seamlessly back in and go off for 100 yards and a touchdown when I don't even think he's had a 100-yard game yet this year.
You know, I guess Matt Barkley hasn't looked horrible in the way that we expected him to, but I mean, these are horrible conditions. A defense that's playing better, a veteran team that wants to get in the postseason, needs to win. You know, I think this is a tough spot for Matt Barkley as well.
It does sound like we would have Alshon Jeffrey outside of our top 30 among wide receivers. Like, he'd probably be in the Terrell Pryor and Mike Wallace. Like, I think I would play Willie Snead against the Cardinals.
Over Alshon Jeffrey?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I guess he might escape the Patrick Peterson.
He will.
Steve Smith Sr. or Alshon Jeffrey?
Steve Smith, for sure. Eagles secondary is brutal now.
It's just there's so many guys they feed the ball to in Baltimore, but I might go Steve Smith too. The other weather game is, as we said, in Kansas City. So, Dan, can you bring up your weather machine?
Let's do it.
Let me know what 5 degrees Fahrenheit is.
-15.
Eesh.
That's hashtag cold.
Sun's going to be out, which is going to help nobody. Marcus Mariota, Hawaii kid. We get it, right? Like, this is, I guess it's not technically a great spot for him, but had a bad game against Denver last week. But other than that, he's been terrific. I think he's still a top 5 fantasy quarterback for the season. So should fantasy owners be shying away from Marcus Mariota in this matchup against that KC defense?
It sort of depends on the options, right?
Okay, well, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, that's what you're here for.
Would you go Marcus Mariota or would you go Tyrod home to Cleveland?
Oh, I'm going Ty God, baby. T-Mobile.
Oh, he's been so bad this year. He doesn't have a 300-yard game. He's been under 200 yards bunch of times.
He's been fine for fantasy.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be a run script game for them today. They might run the ball 40 times today for 300 yards against that horrible Browns D.
Are you implying he will not get any rushing yards himself?
I'm not saying that he won't. He could have 40 or 50. Is he find the end zone? Is he going to have 2 passing touchdowns and 200 yards and 50 rushing yards? I probably might lean him because it's a home game.
The Bills score over 3 touchdowns a game at home this year.
Yeah, they're good at home scoring.
I got a lot of Tyrod shady stacks in DFS today with Bills D.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of find like this is the situation we were kind of in with Tom Brady last week. Like,
yeah.
And in hindsight, it was a stupid thing to do, but.
Well, you had no way of knowing Jimmy Smith was going to get hurt midway through the game.
But still, I think if Jimmy Smith played the whole game, the way Tom was slinging it around, like, I don't think it would have mattered.
That botched 80-yard touchdown coverage really aided his scoring.
Like, I think we overthink it. And we shouldn't have because it's Tom Brady and Marcus Mariota is no Tom Brady. But the Denver game aside last week, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy.
And now
he's ranked like fantasypros.com has him 16th.
That's low.
With a lot of quarterbacks on bad matchups. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers has the injuries. Big Ben in Cincinnati. Yeah. Like, Jameis at Dallas. There's a lot of iffy quarterback matchups today, and this guy can't sniff the top 15.
Yeah. Jameis is ranked ahead of him?
Yes,
he's 2 spots ahead of him, 14th.
As good as KC's defense has been, I mean, they still allowed Matt Ryan to get some TDs. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, they gave up some points to Denver. I mean, they still end up winning games, and they still end up turning around a touchdown for themselves on defense, but there's still some points to be had there. Again, I just wonder how much the weather affects everything in this game.
Okay, another big issue today is what we just talked about. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks that have tough matchups. Let's start with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has a finger issue. He's going to wear some sort of glove, but like only the middle finger is going to be covered by said glove. So that's kind of interesting. But he's at the Giants. Could rain there today in New Jersey. They just had the game yesterday. With the Jets and the Dolphins, but he's ranked 20th. Matthew Stafford's ranked 20th. The Giants' pass D has been one of the best recently. And Stafford has like I don't think Theoretic's going to play today.
No,
Stafford's hurt. They're on the road. Could rain. You know, what if Matthew Stafford kind of got you to this point? Like, I'm in a couple two-quarterback leagues. Both my semifinals are two-quarterback leagues where I've been starting him as my number two quarterback, and my only other option is start him in this situation, or do I start Blake Bortles against the Houston Texans?
Yeah.
And I don't want to start Blake Bortles.
No.
So it's blind faith that I'm throwing Stafford out there.
Yeah.
But I think that's an appropriate ranking, 20th among quarterbacks for him. There's a lot going against him today.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of you disagree with how low he is ranked in these consensus Fantasy Pros rankings?
No, it's hard to see, again, a high ceiling for Matthew Stafford in this matchup because, A, the injury, and he's had some good spots, but most of them have come when he's at home too, right? Especially recently when he's been on this bit of a tear, he's really enjoyed the home games. And I think that's the big decider there for me with Matt Stafford. I don't like a whole lot of quarterbacks this week, though. That's the other issue.
Like, he did throw two touchdowns at the Saints a couple weeks ago. True. He did threw two touchdowns against Minnesota, which, again, is a dome situation.
Yeah.
The last good game he's had outdoors was against the Packers in week 3 when, all their corners were falling and Marvin Jones had his, 230-yard game.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. Like, at Chicago the week after, he didn't have a touchdown. That Green Bay game is that's the last road game he's had outdoors.
Yeah.
So if you had Tyrod or Stafford.
Tyrod. In that situation,
right?
Yes.
Is there any way Tyrod burns us today?
Oh, yeah.
Against Cleveland?
Oh, yeah. He knows that his job is finished there in Buffalo. Like, he knows that he is not going to be that team's quarterback next year. I just don't know how you're razor sharp when you're auditioning for a job that is all but assuredly not going
to
be yours.
Yeah, but you know Ty God wants to live up to his nickname, right?
Yeah.
And just be like
T-Mobile.
That legend that carries teams into the championship.
Yeah, not the Bills, though, into the Super Bowl. All of those fantasy owners into their respective championship
and
games.
What I don't get is Schefter's report today is that Rex is probably gone, but the guy who hired him and had a part in hiring Doug Marrone and Doug Whaley is probably going to stay. And not only stay, but play a role in hiring the next head
Pagula
coach.
Pagula seems to really like him.
Why?
I don't know. That's such a dysfunctional.
Have you guys realized the Pagulas have not the first clue on how to run a sports franchise?
No, yeah, just case in point, look at that first Sabres offseason. They gave Christian Ehrhoff a 10-year deal or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good
Did you see
indication.
The promotion
Philly Leno.
They have on at the new era today? $10 an hour to shovel the stands, plus two meals, plus a ticket to the game, which is reselling for $6 online. So,
but there's a stipulation to that.
Yeah.
You have to shovel for
at least
four hours.
So 4 hours of $40 of backbreaking labor and then more backbreaking labor sitting in those horrible metal stands in the freezing cold watching trash game between two trash teams.
But they give you those little seat cushions. It's fine.
Sure.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
Those cushions make it even
worse.
You
would have to pay me. I was saying, having this conversation earlier in the week, you would have to pay me a minimum of $500 to get in the car, go across the border, sit in the freezing cold for 3+ hours to watch that game, and then drive back. At least $500.
See, here's the thing. Like, how are they going to know how much snow you have cleared in the 4 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're pulling your weight.
If they got someone behind you the whole time, that's one thing. But if not, I'm just I'm playing Pokemon Go, looking for rare Pokemon at the Ralph.
If I were doing it, I would want the full metal jacket, general, drill sergeant yelling at me behind me to motivate me. That's the only way I would ever get
I would need paraphernalia.
Done.
I would need the toque, gloves, hat, a jacket.
Maybe some hot chocolate.
I will say, I went to Bills Browns a number of years ago, Monday Nighter, Brady Quinn against J.P. Losman.
Ooh,
it was... a memorable night, I will say.
Was it cold?
You just, as soon as we got there, just started shotgunning beers and great. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, was it a 13-10
I have press? This image of Lee Evans all alone in the end zone being like,
I'm right here.
JP!
Hey!
I'm open!
Over here. No, he had Jay Reimersma open. He had to throw it to him.
Reimersma.
Was he even playing on that team when JP Lawson was?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Whatever.
Like Eric Mould's days, Peerless Price, that type of
event. So sad. Okay, yeah. Do you guys have any concerns with Andrew Luck in Minnesota? And the Colts are going to be missing three offensive linemen today. Andrew Luck is hurt.
No, at least Dante
it's
Moncrief.
Indoors.
And there's no Dante Moncrief. Yeah. So what like fringy quarterbacks would you start ahead of Andrew Luck today? Would you start, let me see, Tyrod Taylor over Andrew Luck?
No.
Why?
I think I would.
I just think that he runs enough, and I think he's just going to pepper T.Y. It could be one of those games where he has two touchdowns and three picks, but also has 40 or 50 rushing yards. So he has like 17 or 18 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that Tyrod hypothetically going off for 25, which is a real stretch, even against the Browns, is a big enough risk to take to bench Andrew Luck.
Tom Brady at Denver. He's had a decent history against the Broncos, AFC championship game aside. But regular season, he's been pretty good, and in Denver too. And Tom Brady just carved up the Ravens last week.
Yeah, I'm not as convinced as a lot of people with Tom Brady without Gronk. I mean, he had the good game last week, but again, I mean, until Jimmy Smith went down, he wasn't doing all that much. He wasn't carving them up all that much. This Denver defense, it's out of this world. I think Chris Harris Jr. has allowed like five touchdowns in his career.
Yeah, he's really good. He almost got killed last week by Harry Douglas.
Yes, he did.
So I don't know who...
Dirty play.
Yeah.
Who on the Patriots team, wide receiver-wise, is going to torch this Broncos defense.
It's Julian Edelman.
Malcolm Mitchell.
In the middle.
So.
Julian Edelman, I think...
That's the only explanation we have.
I think Edelman the last month is like second in the league in targets.
But Harris will go into the slot, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about the black unicorn? You think he's going to have another big day like he did last week?
Yeah, Marty B.
Marty Soros.
When you least expect it, Marty B. will come and get it.
Yep. After he burned everyone in week 14.
Thank you for reopening those wounds, Josh.
I think those are the two guys that have the biggest games today for New England, Tom Brady aside, is Martellus Bennett and Julian Edelman. That's where you got to beat the Broncos is up the middle.
LeGarrette, too, on the ground. He had a good game last week against the number one defense in the league.
James White. Yeah. What's going on with Deion Lewis?
Yeah.
Like, that
I don't
was
know.
Strange last week.
Yeah, I think he was only on the field for 10 snaps last week or something. But, I'm not... I'm not taking Tom Brady out of my starting lineup. That's like,
well, it's the same with Aaron Rodgers. I know
Drew Brees hasn't thrown a touchdown in 2 weeks. You guys is confident in Arizona with Drew Brees?
No, how could you be?
No, you can't. Not after these 2 weeks. I don't know if I've ever seen him play as poorly as he has the last 2 weeks.
Hashtag bad.
Five touchdowns this week.
Yeah.
Can you imagine last week of the regular season, quarterfinals and semifinals, and Drew Brees goes that entire stretch without throwing a single touchdown pass?
You didn't make the semifinals.
No.
With Drew Brees last week. So.
It's just so upsetting that you ride a guy all year, you get to crunch time, and he just poops himself so bad.
I really need to unsubscribe from these Old Navy emails. I get like 80 of them a day. It's ridiculous. Okay, the last thing here before we get to the news of the morning is Adrian Peterson is going to play for the Vikings today, coming back from a torn meniscus that he suffered in week 2, and he's going to start. Starting doesn't mean anything. But do you guys have any interest in starting Adrian Peterson today?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No.
It's too hard. I mean, we know guys coming off lengthy injuries don't have huge amounts of snaps. We know Adrian Peterson is some freak of nature that always comes back from injuries earlier than expected, like he is doing right now. But I cannot see him, unless he scores a touchdown, I can't see him bringing massive value. No. Like, what was he averaging before he got hurt anyways?
Not
less than 3 yards a carry.
1.6. 1.6 yards per carry.
Less than 2 yards a carry. So it's like, what are we expecting here? That offensive line is so bad.
Yep.
Unless you're in a super deep league, I can't see it. I really can't see it.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm not even going to bother looking for a running back. Like Matt Asiata might not play today for the Vikings, and we got that news, I think it was Friday early afternoon. So I'm like, wow, Jerick McKinnon this might be a good spot for him. Finally just gets all the work.
Still
and then
might
like
be. I mean,
30 minutes later, Adrian Peterson, I'm ready to go and I'm going to be out there. And it's like, oh, Jerick McKinnon just takes another
maybe
hit.
He'll fill the Asiata role, AP. Be that short yardage hammer running into guys for 3 yards or less and maybe he'll fall into the end zone.
Okay, so it has to be super deep. Big rosters to get him in there. So, okay, we don't have to spend much time on that. All right, let's get to Adam Schefter's Twitter account, and let's get the news of the morning. According to Schefter, both Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper, who are questionable, will play for the Raiders today, Oakland in San Diego. It's one of the late kickoffs. Schefter does say Matt Asiata is going to play today.
Okay.
But it'll be a three running back rotation. A.J. Green is out. He will not play today. Dante Moncrief will not play. Julio Jones will not play. We told you about James Starks. Darren Sproles is a no-go. And Melvin Gordon is going to be out as well today. The Patriots did claim Michael Floyd, as we said, but he will not be active today. And that's about it. Alshon Jeffrey has been activated, so he will start for the Bears. Ian Rappaport tweeting some stuff. On the Eagles and the Dolphins, that is not fantasy relevant for this week, so we'll skip over that. Alfred Morris could be inactive today for the Dallas Cowboys. Looks like Darren McFadden is going to be Zeke Elliott's backup. And Jordan Matthews, good to go. Doriel Green Beckham is good to go. And the Packers will have a third quarterback active just in case something happens to Aaron. Dez Bryant has a back issue. He's going to play tonight. And, yeah, Bryce Petty is going to get x-rays on his ribs after both Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake were untouched and just pancaked him. Like, is there
a couple of times?
Are there two worse linemen for that to happen to?
No. Nope.
Oh, my God. That was such a brutal hit. All right, let's get to the, we got two games to look back on. So, Emil, let's bring the music up if we can, please. And we'll start with the Thursday nighter. Seahawks 24, Rams 3. And if I told you that the Seahawks would win by 3 touchdowns at home and Thomas Rawls would get 23 touches.
Yeah, don't remind me.
You probably thought he was going to have a good game, right?
Yep.
Well, in a standard league, he had 3 points.
Yuck. Yeah, yuck.
Yeah, and
that is a semifinal killer.
Well, I like the fact that Richard Sherman came out after the game and fought for his guy, you know? Started complaining about Pete Carroll calling a pass play in the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Didn't want history to repeat itself.
No. I got to say, it's not like I loved, like Richard Sherman as a player when he was like the best corner in the league was amazing. But as a person,
he's a dummy.
I'm getting kind of tired of his act.
He's a dummy.
And he complains about everything.
Everything.
Somebody tweeted a photo or a gif of him like lighting somebody up last week. And they were like, hey, Richard, you should have got a penalty on this one. And he's like, no, man, quarterback was out of the pocket. And then somebody else responds and clearly showing Aaron Rodgers in the pocket.
Yeah, he got fined for that, I think. He's been doing that a lot lately, just blasting guys.
Well, it's like the Buffalo play. Yeah. Like, okay, on that play, Tyrod was out of the pocket, right? And it was that last play in Seattle on that Monday nighter. But, I mean, if he's doing it all the time and just like, huh? What? Quarterback's out of the pocket. Yeah. Like, no, he's not. Stop doing that.
So what the hell happened to Thomas Rawls?
Every run he had seemed like, I think he had one 12-yarder, and outside of that, it was like 2 yards, 3 yards,
There was usually a Ram defender before he could get to the line
of
scrimmage.
I saw a ridiculous stat. It was Thomas Rawls had minus 10 yards before contact.
Yeah.
He had 42 yards after contact.
Yeah.
And like, I bet you if I did rankings, I'd probably have Rawls ahead of Bilal Powell.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, that's the wrong decision.
Yeah. I mean, they were minus 16 at home.
That is a semifinal. That will lose you your semifinal.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Let's hope not. Me and Mike Botho are hoping not. Right, Bob?
Like, I mean, I did kind of think they wanted to get Russ going coming off maybe the worst game of his career, throwing 5 interceptions against the Green Bay Packers. But it's hard to kind of say that when they gave Thomas Rawls this much work. Like, I guess it was easy to get the hand on the rock when they went up pretty substantially, but that's just a bad game for Thomas Rawls. And the Seahawks next week in the fantasy championships.
Arizona.
Get the Arizona Cardinals.
Is it home or away?
It's at home.
Well, there's hope.
Yeah, they're a better home team.
They score like 3 touchdowns a game at home. Yeah. You know, it, like, book it. But away?
Not good.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Good game for Russ, who only has to throw it 26 times, 229 for 3 touchdowns and a pick. Tyler Lockett, 7 for a buck 30 and a touchdown. Jimmy Graham, 2 straight weeks, 1 catch, 1 fantasy point. He had 4 fantasy points in PPR.
Luke Wilson.
Yeah, man. That too, if you were starting Jimmy these last 2 weeks.
What is that?
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
It's frustrating.
Doug Baldwin, the move he pulled on his touchdown. Like
soul-crushing.
The cornerback was still confused as to what happened. Yeah. But how would you characterize Doug Baldwin's year? Would you say it was a good year? Was it a great year?
I mean, good year.
This is what I think it was, unexpected year. Expected, not unexpected. Because...
I mean, I had him in one spot, and...
Well, Jimmy Graham coming back.
I came away... Like, I don't feel like I got a lot out of him. I felt like he was inconsistent. He had a couple of huge games.
It's the touchdown equity is not there.
Exactly. It regressed. Yeah. Catches and yards, almost identical or better than last year. It's just like he wasn't going to catch 14 touchdowns again.
No.
Even without Jimmy Graham, but obviously Jimmy Graham's healthy. He's a red zone option.
And frankly, I think there were too many weeks where he was ranked inside the top 10. Yeah. And he just didn't deliver.
He's gonna end up having, like, what, 90 receptions and over 1,000 yards.
Maybe
7-8 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's a very good year.
But we did tell everyone preseason that a healthy Jimmy Graham would be a bad thing.
For Doug Baldwin.
So we saw this coming.
What happened in the second half of the season to repeat itself.
Right.
But it's also partially, like, that 3-touchdown game really skews his TD stats, right? Because if those are spread out, at least you get more wide receiver 2 weeks, right?
Yeah,
but he ended up a lot of weeks, if you're not playing PPR, where he just had like 7, 8, 6 points, you know? So it was tough.
Ian Rappaport just tweeted something about the Eagles. Okay, who cares? For the Rams, nothing. I'm not even going to bother with anything here.
Todd Gurley and a fan got into it on Twitter. Yep. He said, I want to fight Todd Gurley for his crap fantasy season. And Todd Gurley responded with, pull up then. So,
well, hey, look, when a punter has a longer rushing gain than you, then I don't think you should be responding to anybody on Twitter. Just eat it. Yeah. John Ryan had a longer run.
Yeah.
On Thursday than Todd Gurley did. Todd Gurley had one good run, kind of cut around the left side and went for like 12 yards. And other than that, it was your typical Todd Gurley day.
Yeah.
I hope people who had picked up Bilal Powell didn't start Todd Gurley ahead of Bilal Powell, because that's something I would not have done. I would have started Bilal Powell ahead of Todd Gurley.
You'd start anyone over Todd Gurley these days.
All right, game last night, Dolphins. Wow, 9-5. Beat the Jets 34-13. So Dan is really hoping for a Patriots win over the Broncos today. Matt Moore, 12 of 18 for 4 touchdowns and 236 yards.
Look at that yards per attempt, 13.1.
A quarter of his completions went for touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't think anyone had the stones to start
a
Matt
third
Moore
of his completions went for touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My math is
You're
great.
selling him short. He's a beauty.
You know what, too? If a football fan watched the Jets for the first time last night and didn't realize what Darrelle Revis was all about in 2016, they got a very clear understanding of how bad he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that might have been his worst game of the season, and he's had a lot of bad games, but... Doug Flutie. I thought Doug Flutie did a nice job on the broadcast last night, and he clearly showed on a bunch of plays that he just can't keep up.
No.
There's so much separation between the wide receiver and him. Jarvis Landry burned him. I think it was Kenny Stills burned him on one of those
his
plays.
His only hope is to go the Charles Woodson route and turn to safety.
Yeah.
It does feel like he's going to retire. I get the feeling he's just had
if he
enough.
Wants to continue playing, he's got to go safety.
Yeah.
Like, they can't play him at corner neck. They can't. If the Jets go into next year playing him at corner, like they're in trouble. Like, why would you do that again?
Jarvis Landry gets the long touchdown. Kenny Stills with a touchdown catch. Deion Sims catches 2 touchdowns.
2 1-yarders.
Yeah.
He's been a legend lately.
Yeah, he has been good.
But Jay Ajayi, 19 carries for 51 yards, and he does not catch a single ball. So
that's a semifinal crusher, and he fumbled. I think he had 4 points. It's brutal. He's been horrible.
Are we terribly... Well, I guess Carlos Hyde kind of...
Killed them,
crushed
yeah.
Crushed them but two weeks ago.
You're not that surprised, no.
No, like but, 70... If we said 70 in a touchdown...
You would have taken that to the bank.
Right, and he was 19 yards shy and did not have a touchdown. No. And I don't know if he was even close. I mean, they got down... They got down to the goal line a few times.
Yeah, because they stopped once.
Like you said, they threw to Deion Sims.
Yeah. Again, it's offensive line, especially with Miami. Like when they had their offensive line fully healthy this year, those were the big games.
Yeah.
Jay Ajayi had. When they didn't, he didn't have big games.
No.
And congratulations if you started Robbie Anderson, who went 4 for 80 and the touchdown. He was the better play than Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall was, I think, on a snap count last night. And had one catch. So Robbie Anderson comes through. And Bilal Powell, like the news to me last night that Matt Forte was active did not get me to removing Bilal Powell from any of my lineups. I had him in one league. Mm-hmm. So he was great. He looked like a really talented running back who hasn't been used that much this year. And he looked really good.
Yeah. It just leaves you wondering why the Jets felt that they needed to sign Matt Forte when they had this guy on the roster. It was just a younger, better version of Matt Forte.
I mean, they got some good usage out of Matt Forte.
Yeah, they ran him into the ground. Now he's finished. And now they'll probably kick him to the curb at the end of the season.
That's the most surprising thing, that knowing what we know about Matt Forte, how old he is and the injuries he's had. I mean, he's actually been pretty, it's been pretty healthy. He had an ankle thing a couple years ago, but... Yeah, to give a guy 34, 35 carries in a game.
Yeah.
Strange. It's a little insane, and they did it a few times. Yeah.
Brandon Marshall, one catch on 11 targets. Is that the worst wide receiver game of the year?
It might be.
11 targets, one catch.
That might be. Anything else on this game?
Put it to bed, Dolphins, Super Bowl.
Just can't wait for my Dolphins to just crush my soul next week in Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to get shut out, lose 17-0 or something.
Where is the Super Bowl this year? Do you guys know where it is?
Houston.
This year?
It's in Houston.
So let's say, Dan, they get to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Would you? Are you that hardcore of a fan where you would look for tickets, airfare, get time off work, go down and watch them?
Well, getting time off work would be the hardest part.
I know. You never stop working.
It'd be like $5,000.
Yeah, no, minimum. I don't think... You guys know how much we make here. It'd be really difficult. Okay. I got like other things to worry about.
Sell an organ or two, make some extra money.
Buying a real estate.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. A ring maybe.
Yeah.
Where would you watch the game? At your house?
Yeah. Probably. Man. Throw a big party at the Reach household.
Wings, chicken wings in the mix?
No, we'd have lasagna. Come on.
I remember.
Wow, Italian Super Bowl party lasagna.
Shocker.
Meat or cheese?
Meat and cheese. Oh, lots of cheese. Are you
why do you have to choose?
Some people prefer
what kind
just
of a lasagna
cheese
eater?
Or lasagna or meat.
No.
I'm always having meat on my lasagna.
I love my lasagna.
Brother-in-law Frank makes a fantastic lasagna.
I remember listening to this Will Smith track and playing Sims on my computer at the same time. This was when did this come out? 2000? 2001?
Yeah, sounds about right.
97. Wow. That Sims game was great. But like playing the CD track and I had the, thanks to Napster, I had a lot of these songs on my computer. But like doing those two things, my computer is just like, it couldn't handle anything else because that was enough. Rappaport says that there will be no snap count for Adrian Peterson today.
We'll see about that.
But they don't want to run him into the ground.
So what? So he completely contradicts himself in the same tweet.
We're way late. Let's take the break. We'll come back and we'll do something next. It's the Fantasy Show on The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Welcome back. Fantasy Show Week 15 on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Alex, Dan, and Josh here until 10 o'clock, along with Emil and Mark behind the glass. Coming up after 9, our DFS expert Rob Wong will join us to break down the DFS Week 15 slate. I already have a tight end sleeper. Do you guys want to hear it? My DFS sleeper for today. Do you want to guess which... minimum priced tight end I like today?
Deion Sims.
No.
Is it Ryan Griffin?
It is Ryan Griffin.
Mm-hmm. I actually just picked him up in our fan league because Jared Cook is a a log of poop.
You got to the semifinals with Jared Cook?
Yeah, my team is very good.
Holy smokes.
Ryan Griffin or Peter Griffin? Better Griffin.
Peter Griffin.
Yeah. Peter's an all-time great. Yeah.
All right, let's... So, Rob, after 9 o'clock, and then we'll get to all the games from today. Let's get to some of your tweets. Joe tweets in with a flex question. Watkins, Crowder, Farrow, Dixon, or Peterson? Now, Watkins or Crowder, he can start one of those as a wide receiver, too. So, who would you guys like better between Sammy Watkins and Jamison Crowder?
That's tough. I like that Watkins played a full complement of snaps last week.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I also like the matchup this week. Yeah. Joe Hayden doesn't really scare me.
Nope.
I will say Sammy Watkins by a hair.
I like Sammy.
I like both of them.
I like Sammy.
So here's his flex option. Crowder, Farrow, Kenneth Dixon, or Adrian Peterson.
It's probably between Farrow and Dixon. For me, I just don't know what we're going to get from Farrow.
Okay, can we talk about Baltimore for a quick second?
Sure. Yeah.
Because last week it was pretty clear they went all Kenneth Dixon and zero.
But the week before that
was
all Terrence West, and we thought it was going to be Kenneth Dixon.
Yeah. Now, there seems to be some evidence that last week was not a mirage. Like, I get the feeling that it's going to be the same today against Philadelphia, where...
And Joe Flacco's been begging his offensive coordinator to run the ball more, like, call more run plays.
What are the odds Terrence West has double-digit carries today against Philly?
Slim.
I think he could have 10 to 15 touches.
Unless Philly
How many did he have last week?
Unless playing...
Terrence West?
Oh, we're talking Terrence West.
Yeah.
Five tops. Yeah, Dixon, 10 to 15.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Unless, you know, going to Philly gets that coach, gets John Harbaugh, into Doug Peterson's frame of mind, and he just goes all wacky and starts giving everybody carries.
Yeah, because easily Baltimore could be up double digits, and then you see maybe they want Terrence West as the guy to salt it
Lorenzo Taliaferro is going to get a couple of TDs today.
Kenneth Dixon, you're not sure if he's as much the between the tackles guy as he is in space.
He looks great, man.
I think he
looks good when he touches the ball.
I think I would start Kenneth Dixon as my flex.
You're concerned about Ronnie Hillman's great presence clouding Kenneth Farrow?
Not really, but I just kind of think Kenneth Dixon is the better play this week.
Yeah.
I think he's the better running back. I've seen more of Kenneth Dixon, which helps in my analysis because there's only so much of Kenneth Farrow we've seen. But that's another thing, too, I haven't had a good handle on how much work Ronnie Hillman's going to get today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Might not get nothing.
I've been trying to figure out an ancient Egypt joke to throw in all week, but couldn't figure one out.
Sounds like you've been unsuccessful in doing that.
That's all I got.
All right. Darren tweets in, Eric Ebron, who is going to start today, or Ladarius Green in a PPR. You guys love Ladarius Green, who was very unappealing last week.
Yeah,
and
that
run-heavy attack.
And his few end zone looks.
Yeah, what did that convert to?
I put more on Big Ben, but I go for Green because he's more likely to have a big game than Ebron.
Got to go Ladarius there, yeah.
Okie dokie. Joshua tweets in, and he has Matt Asiata or Mark Ingram, which we were talking about the situation off the air before the show started.
Ingram.
Yes, Ingram. You're not as sold on Ingram, it doesn't seem like.
Not really, no.
But how can you be sold on Asiata?
I'm not.
Yeah, it's an undesirable spot to be in.
With this three-headed attack, it's probably Ingram. Yeah. We have to break?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, one more tweet. Quickly, pick three wide receivers from Derek. Hopkins, Benjamin, Tyrell Williams, Steve Smith, Rashard Matthews.
Oof.
One more time?
Hopkins, Kelvin, Tyrell Williams, Steve Smith, Rashard Matthews.
I think you're eliminating Hopkins and Kelvin.
I think, yeah.
Wow.
I love matchups. Tyrell.
Look at those matchups.
Tyrell Williams is probably the number one for me.
Yeah. There. Steve Smith, good matchup.
And you go Rashard in Kansas City today?
Look at Hopkins has been brutal. And look, he's going to have Jalen Ramsey just eating his lunch all day. And Kelvin Benjamin against Josh Norman. And he's also been brutal.
Okay. We got a break. Rob Wong. We'll talk some DFS after the update. And then we'll get to all of the games from today. And we'll get to the Monday Nighter as well. It's the Fantasy Show on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
2 of the Fantasy Show is here. And we're back, 9:03 on this chilly Sunday morning. Alex Sixero, Josh Goldberg, and Dan Riccio here for another hour, along with Emil Delich and Mark Boffo behind the glass. Just updating the weather issues surrounding the Week 15 games. And again, it doesn't look like it's going to snow anywhere today. Just going to be really cold in a few spots. Chicago is one. Kansas City is another spot where the Chiefs take on the Titans. The latest on Aaron Rodgers is he's going to start today, but the Packers will be watching him closely. Again, they do have a third quarterback active today, but at this point, we are just fine with firing up Aaron Rodgers. And joining us on the line, he won the Fan DFS League last week thanks to Jeremy Hill and Emmanuel Sanders. It is our DFS expert, Rob Wong. Congratulations, Rob. Oh, yeah, Falcons D helped you, too, last week. That's the only reason why you beat me, you jerk. Yeah,
I'd say it's Falcons D, definitely. Didn't play Le'Veon Bell last week, which, in hindsight, was actually a really bad idea. So I think I got pretty lucky there with Jared Goff and the Rams' horrendous offense.
All right, let's look at your quarterback plays for this week. And you're not really paying up a lot for any of these guys. So why don't you start us off with Joe Flacco, who you think is going to have a big game against the Eagles today.
Yeah, I mean, we just look at the way the Ravens have been using their offense, you know, since firing Mark Trestman. And, you know, they wanted to get the run game going, but that just has not been the case. I mean, they just continue to throw the ball, whether that's, you know, game flow related or just that's the game plan that they want. I mean, Joe Flacco over the last couple of weeks has been pretty good. And this week he goes up against the Philadelphia Eagles, and their pass defense has not been good of late. They've been getting torched. And I think Flacco is a really interesting play this week. He's one of the cheaper quarterbacks, which is also interesting because it's a week where people want to pay up once again for Le'Veon Bell. David Johnson, another guy I'm looking at, obviously, this is kind of off the board, but Trevor Siemian. I mean, it never feels good rostering this guy, but, you know, going up against the Patriots, the one way to attack them is through the air. And we see the chemistry that he has with guys like Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. We know where the ball is going to go on offense for those guys. And since Devontae Booker in the run game is just so bad, I mean, Simeon's going to have to throw the ball quite a bit probably in this game. And then I think Phillip Rivers is kind of interesting as well. Obviously, Melvin Gordon is out right now, so they're probably going to lean heavily on the pass game. I can't see Kenneth Farrow, you know, being that big of an impact, having that big of an impact in the game plan. They're not going to just give him Melvin Gordon's role and give him, you know, 28 touches a game. I think Rivers is going to be throwing quite a bit in this one.
Let's get to your running backs here. We were talking about Baltimore and Kenneth Dixon, and it at least seemed from 1 week that they figured out Kenneth Dixon is just much more of an impactful player than Terrence West is. But I guess the danger this week is that, you know, they end up kind of going back to Terrence West. It's a bit of a timeshare, but Kenneth Dixon is so cheap. He's going to be so chalk in so many tournaments. But do you see any situation here where the workload is split more evenly than we think it's going to be? Because that is the real danger here in going with this play.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, if Dixon gets off to a tough start, I mean, I can definitely see them, you know, giving the ball more to Terrence West. I know I just, you know, gave a plug to Joe Flacco, but like you mentioned, it's just Kenneth Dixon's price is so cheap this week. And, you know, we saw his involvement in the pass game last week. So he's definitely an intriguing option if you need to save some money. You know, I really don't like any of the low-priced running backs this week. You know, Kenneth Farrow, kind of staying away from that. And obviously Dixon is, you know, interesting, but I wouldn't say he's a must play by any means, despite how cheap he is. So I think it is kind of a risk and reward there with him. I think obviously Carlos Hyde is a cheap-ish option. We see the way that the 49ers are playing right now. They're just running the ball regardless of what's going on with that offense right now. And they get, you know, an interesting matchup as well this week, along with LeGarrette Blount. We know the way to attack the Denver defense is running the ball, and I can see him getting, you know, probably around 20 carries, maybe even more, depending on how that game plays out. So I think if you're looking for some, you know, mid-range options, I think Hyde and Blunt are interesting. And then if you need a little bit more savings, then, you know, Ken Dixon. But you have to understand the risk-reward there.
As for wide receivers, Jordy Nelson, we've been talking weather all morning. It's going to be cold in that Chicago and Green Bay game. But it's not moving you off Jordy Nelson, I guess?
No, I mean, you know, realistically, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to throw the ball. I mean, that's just the way the offense works. And, yeah, I know the cold weather is an ideal. But if, you know, we just look at the way that they're using Jordy Nelson right now, I mean, just getting all these red zone, you know, opportunities, and Aaron Rodgers just continues to look for him. So I think he's still in an interesting spot. I don't know if he's going to have a massive ceiling considering the weather that's going on in Chicago today, but I think you're definitely going to get him at lower ownership because I think the weather is going to scare a lot of people off. But he's just been a beast week in, week out, and Aaron Rodgers continues to look for him. So I think he's a pretty interesting contrarian play. You know, I think we look at some of the other guys out there this week. I think T.Y. Hilton is another contrarian play. I mean, you know, Dante Moncrief is out this week, so Andrew Luck's going to have to throw to somebody. And you look at the stats that, you know, Hilton has put up this season without Dante Moncrief in the lineup. He's gotten over 10 targets, averaging over 10 targets a game, averaging over 100 yards. So Andrew Luck is going to be looking for him quite a bit. And you know, the best part about Hilton is, you know, the targets that he's going to get. So I think he's really interesting. And then finally, Dontrell Inman. Mentioned Phillip Rivers before. You know, Tyrell Williams, you know, he has had an impact. He's been playing a lot of snaps, but, you know, has been getting the volume recently that he was earlier in the season when he was a lot healthier. And, you know, I think Dontrell Inman, he's got 3 touchdowns now in 3 straight weeks. Seems to have a good rapport going with Phillip Rivers. So I think he's probably a sneakier play and a guy that you could save some money on. So I think he's a really interesting play.
All right, moving on to tight ends. We spoke earlier in the show about Ladarius Green burning probably a lot of people who picked him up and played him if they lost Gronk or didn't want to play Martellus Bennett last week. He only had 2 catches. But you're back on him this week. You think he's going to play enough snaps and see enough routes, especially in the red zone, to be viable this week?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he doesn't play a ton of snaps, but the ones that he does, I mean, he's just running pass routes. He's not out there to block, and the one way to attack the Bengals is by the tight end. So, I mean, obviously we've seen in the past what they've been able to do to Antonio Brown. They've really limited him, and whether they're going to double team him today remains to be seen. But the way that they play with their zone defense, I mean, really opens things up for the tight end. So I think Big Ben, you know, is probably going to look for Ladarius Green. If anything, if Antonio Brown is not an option, you know, obviously we mentioned Le'Veon Bell is going to be a great play. But I think if you're, you know, wanting to go back in the Ladarius Green train, I don't mind him this week. Some other tight ends, Kyle Rudolph, is really interesting, continues to get tons of targets in that Philadelphia defense, or sorry, the Vikings defense, I should say, and going up against the Colts. I mean, that's just a great matchup. He's getting 8 targets at least, you know, averaging that over the last couple of weeks. So Sam Bradford's really looking for him quite often, and the Colts are really bad against the tight end. And finally, you know, we talk about him every once in a while, but Jermaine Gresham, I mean, just so dirt cheap in that offense right now with the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, he doesn't have a massive ceiling, but Carson Palmer, you know, really can't throw the ball outside the numbers anymore. He's looking, you know, short passes up the middle. So I think Gresham can get you at least 6-7 targets this week. And I think he's a pretty safe option, especially at his price. He's just so cheap.
All right, we got a scoot, but Rob also likes Vikings, Chiefs, and Houston Texans DST. As always, Rob, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you championship week next week. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right, there's our DFS expert, Rob Wong, joining us on the Fantasy Show. A few more tweets here, and then we'll get to the games from today. Gus tweets in, Dontrell Inman or J.J. Nelson?
Inman.
Yeah, Inman.
I'll go Nelson.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
Remember when Nelson...
No, you can't just lay that down and not explain?
Remember when he started earlier in the year and he had one of the worst games of the season by a receiver?
And the Cardinals are home.
Yeah, they were home in that game,
taking
too.
Taking on a Saints D with no Delvin Bro. Fire me up J.J. Nelson, baby.
I don't know about that one.
I'll take that. Jason tweets in, Carson Palmer, Dak Prescott, or Tyrod?
Mobile. T-Mobile.
Yeah, it's down to Palmer or T-Rod, or T-Rod, Tyrod.
Well, Cardinals Saints has a 50 over.
But they've both been pretty stinky of late, especially the Saints. I feel like that has the potential to go.
I think Tyrod has the safer floor of those two. I think I would go with Tyrod.
All right, Tyrod.
Okay, let's get to...
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Give that man a raise. All right, let's start with the Packers on the road against the Chicago Bears. We have told you about Aaron Rodgers, who's got a calf issue. He is going to start today, but they will be watching him closely per reports, like they don't already do that with their players. but okay. So you're starting Rodgers and you're starting Jordy Nelson. Ty Montgomery is, if Ty Montgomery is a run, is running back eligible in your fantasy league, would you guys think about starting him as like an RB2 today over like Rob Kelly?
No.
Not over Rob Kelly.
I just see Josh like shaking his head vehemently. Like no.
Kenneth Farrow or Ty Montgomery?
Farrow, no way.
Wow.
No
way. Like, why do you hate Ty Montgomery
so much? I just don't know what we're expecting from Ty Montgomery. Like he's been the starter.
Farrow wants to earn his Princess Anaxunamun.
Like
you know?
We know they don't really tend to run that much, period. Also in the red zone.
Let my people go.
And I just, yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's a good Egypt reference.
It's also a Fresh Prince reference.
I don't think that Ty Montgomery has enough upside to warrant a play over a guy like Rob Kelly or Kenneth Farrow. That's just me. I just don't see that.
Okay.
I'd still like... Dixon, I would go Ingram over Montgomery.
Yeah, me too.
Tevin Coleman only played 20 snaps, but they got San Francisco today at home. I mean, both him and Freeman likely to get in the end zone, especially without Julio.
Like Aaron Rodgers is going to be out of the shotgun probably all game today.
Yeah, all game.
He's going to have Ty Montgomery right beside him.
Couple of handoffs.
No James Starks, not an issue anymore.
Offensive linemen are going to be frozen to the ground, not even moving.
I don't know.
I'd go Montgomery over Gore.
On Tom Montgomery than...
Montgomery over Frank Gore, for example.
Yeah, of course. But like to me, Montgomery and Ingram is... I would probably go Ty Montgomery over Mark Ingram, and I feel like I'm the only one in the room that would do that, which is fine. Yeah.
Ryan Matthews over Ty Montgomery?
No. Not against Baltimore.
I think I'd go Montgomery in that situation too. Yeah,
Randall Cobb has been a disaster. So we're probably not starting Randall Cobb today. And aside from Jordan Howard, we talked about Alshon in the first hour. Do you guys have any hesitation using Jordan Howard in the freezing cold today? I mean, in the snowstorm against San Francisco, he had
there's
three
no
touchdowns.
Reason to have hesitation, but for some reason, I just have this gut feeling that he's going to have a bad day today. Okay. He stunk against Green Bay the last time they played. I think he only had like 20 scrimmage yards. And since then, he's averaging 125 scrimmage yards a game. So there's not really much to lead you to believe he's not going to have a good day.
Yeah.
And if they want to move the ball, the only way they're going to accomplish that is if Jordan Howard is good. And if he's not good, look out. It's going to be a long day for them.
Packers are allowing nearly 5 yards per carry over the last seven games. So this is a good matchup for Jordan Howard today.
He is like, number-wise, yards after contact, how elusive he is. He is one of the best backs in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to wonder where you would draft him next year.
I'll tell you exactly where I think he's going to go. I think he's going to be like a third, fourth round pick. I think he's going to be in the range. Like Carlos Hyde was a fourth round pick this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll probably go higher than that.
Because we tend to shy off running backs on bad teams, right?
Generally.
But I think what this season is going to do is, like if you told me that it come August of next year, that Jordan Howard was being taken in the back end of the second round, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
But also, like, what does the Bears' offense look like next year?
That's
they
true.
Don't
we
have
don't
a
know.
Quarterback. They're probably not bringing back Jeffrey.
Maybe it's Tyrod Taylor. Like, who the hell knows? Yeah. It could be. But you put a half-decent quarterback on that team. Like, if Jordan Howard is doing what he's doing now with Matt Barkley,
yeah,
you know, Alshon probably ain't coming back. Like, that offense is going to look pretty different next year. But I think there's going to be one thing for sure we know about that offense at this point. It's that Jordan Howard's going to be their starter.
Yeah, I think
so.
In terms of today, the weather sets up best for Howard to have a nice day because of where it's at and how it's projecting to be close and cold.
Jacksonville on the road against the Houston Texans. Chris Ivory was left off the injury report on Friday, so he will be back there with TJ Yeldon today. No Allen Hurns. No Denard Robinson. Is Marquise Lee the best fantasy option for Jacksonville today?
Yuck.
How is he? How is he not?
I'm thinking of Allen Robinson in my head and just thinking yuck. Like how we knew it would be a regression type year for Allen Robinson, but this has just been unbelievable. For a guy his age with his talent, he should be I mean, his floor should be way higher than what it's been this year.
Yeah.
And it's just been disgusting.
The Texans have allowed multiple touchdowns in five straight, but a guy like A-Rob was targeted on 7.3% of his routes last week, a season low.
What's going on?
So,
yeah, it's Marquise Lee, really the only guy. Really the only guy that you would feel comfortable starting in your championship semifinal.
Thanks. Shaping up to be a nice day for the Houston DST. No CJ Fedorowicz for the Texans, so I do like Ryan Griffin as a sneaky DFS play. And speaking of DFS plays, on one website, Allen Robinson is $4,000.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Just goading barrel, you into taking
him. And him giving you two catches for 14 yards.
Yeah. And then what else do we want here for the Texans? Lamar Miller was good last week. He's got an ankle issue and a rib issue, but he's going to play through it. And the Texans have been leaning on the run. So
RB2.
Middling RB2.
Yeah.
If the Texans win this game, it's because of Lamar Miller. So. Yeah.
Let's get to the Cleveland Browns on the road against the Buffalo Bills. No real injury concerns for Cleveland, but I guess in a
no real injury concerns, but they're playing like fifth string guys on any other roster.
You know why I said that? Because I'm reading that, I'm trying to think of what else I can ask about the Cleveland Browns. It's just me trying to like bridge the gap, pretty much.
Right.
I guess maybe Isaiah Crowell in a deep league. You can run on Buffalo. And if the Bills don't have Kyle Williams playing today, that's a big thing. He's a really big part of their run defense. So if Kyle Williams doesn't play, then I think that makes Crowell more of an appealing flex. But other than that, I don't want RG3. I don't want Corey Coleman. And I don't want Terrell Pryor. And I don't think that's a mistake in this circumstance.
No.
But the Bills have been hemorrhaging rushing yards. Yes. So Crowell could be sneaky good, especially if Kyle Williams is out. I don't have anything else to say about the Cleveland offense. Do you guys have anything else you want to contribute?
Crowell has had a 22, 175, and one line in the games that Griffin has started, Robert Griffin III. So.
Yeah, one of those games he busted that big 80-yard play. I forget who they were playing that game.
I think the Bills have been gashed, as you just mentioned. So it's possible. Like, that could be a sneaky. Like, watch Isaiah Crowell end up on the Millionaire Maker team this week.
Yeah.
In the two starts RG3 has made this year, there has not been a 70-yard receiver, and RG3 has thrown for a combined zero touchdowns this year.
Yeah, he's been not
so
good.
But he's going to hit Terrell Pryor on a deep route one of these days, right?
Yeah, I could very well beat Stephon Gilmore today. I wouldn't be shocked, but I'm not banking my fantasy semifinals.
You think Pryor's out of the trash can after Adam Pac-Man Jones threw him in there last week? That was amazing.
Garbage. He's garbage.
So good. He's been chirped a couple of times the last few weeks. Janoris Jenkins was on him, too. He hasn't risen to the occasion in either of those occasions.
For the Bills, look, I think we like a lot of Bills here, and rightfully so. Browns have given up 30 touchdowns this season. That's a league high. Sammy Watkins, LeSean McCoy, Bills DST, Tyrod. I mean, I'm all in on Buffalo today. Do you guys feel any differently?
LeSean McCoy, number one back, I think, this week.
I mean, and in DFS, if you don't want it, like, David Johnson's over 10,000 in one spot. If
a little
you don't
cheaper.
Want it, a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the Eagles on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. No Darren Sproles today. So Ryan Matthews is going to be getting the start. Kenyon Barner, Byron Marshall will be backing him up. Ravens are giving up just over 13 points per game at home. That's the best in the National Football League. What Philly guys do we want today in Baltimore on fantasy football semifinal day? Zach Ertz, right? Yeah. He's the only one.
I mean, I think Doriel Green Beckham is worthy of a punt play. I mean, maybe not in season long leagues, but I may be targeting him in DraftKings a little bit. It's like I've been mentioning all show. I mean, the Ravens' pass defense is nowhere near what it usually is when Jimmy Smith is out, and he's not going to be in. When he left that game against the Giants, Odell went off after he left. Mm-hmm. Dez had the two touchdown game against the Ravens when Jimmy Smith was not around. Chris Hogan goes off after he leaves last week. So, it's a pattern there that I want to have some exposure to, and I think Doriel Green Beckham is the best way to get it.
Ravens have allowed 20 touchdown passes I believe I'm reading that right.
It feels like they're all in the weeks where Jimmy Smith has either left or not played.
So, like, Jordan Matthews, he's a number three.
Yeah.
And Zach Ertz, the stat I had about targets the last, I think, 4 weeks, Julian Edelman second. I think Zach Ertz is the guy who's number one.
Yeah, 60 targets since week nine.
Yeah, he's been a target beast, so fire up Zach Ertz. For the Ravens, we've talked a lot about Kenneth Dixon. Yes, we would play him over Terrence West. We do think this will be a situation where Kenneth Dixon out-touches Terrence West. Now, I will remind you, I was the guy last week who thought Devontae Booker would get 70% of the touches as opposed to what Justin Forsett had.
Yeah.
And I will freely admit that I completely saw that situation incorrectly. And Forsett fumbled on his first carry of the game, and they still gave him all that work, which tells you all you need to know about how the Broncos feel about Devonta Booker right now. But I don't think I'm reading this situation correctly. I think Kenneth Dixon's going to get most of the work here. He should. He out-touched Terrence West 19-6. In that Monday night game, and clearly looked like the better running back. Now, you can, I think one of these Ravens wide receivers are going to go off today, whether it's Smith or whether it's Perriman or Aiken or Wallace. I don't know. It might be Perriman, just because you can throw deep on the Eagles and they give up a lot of completions of 20-plus yards. They've given up 50 completions of 20 plus yards. That's third most in the National Football League. So maybe more as like a third wide receiver in DFS if you need to go cheap, Perriman. But Rob liked Joe Flacco today in daily fantasy. That's the thing. I just don't know. I don't know. There's like 5-6 guys. They're throwing like two different tight ends every week now. Well,
since the week 8 bye, Wallace has 40 targets compared to Perriman's 18. So on that alone, I mean, you would tip the hand to Mike Wallace.
You would, but the deep ball 60-yard touchdown catch is very enticing.
Yeah,
but I'd probably start Mike Wallace in a PPR. I'd start Wallace over Perriman, and I might actually start Perriman over Wallace in a standard league.
I think he had 8 targets against the Patriots last week.
Yeah,
Wallace. So, there's something to like there. Yeah, you're right. One of these Ravens guys is going to have a decent day.
Let's go to the phone lines. Jay in Innisfil joining us on the Fantasy Show. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I called a couple weeks back with my grandmother, but Grandpa's pretty disappointed he didn't get on.
Oh, man.
So we have a quick question for you guys today.
All right.
I like Allen Robinson. Gramps likes
Jeffries.
And Grandma likes...
I'm Tyler Boyd.
Okay. So we got 3 different options here.
We do.
And,
you gotta start one?
Jay, this is your team, right? Clearly. Or is this your grandma or grandpa's team?
She's become a co-manager since you guys boosted her ego a week ago, telling her you wanted her to be a fourth host.
And rightfully so. She seems like a lovely lady. Same with your grandpa. Jeffrey, A-Rob, or Tyler Boyd. Wow. Well, I don't think I would start Allen Robinson out of those three. To me, it's down to Tyler Boyd and Alshon Jeffrey. Part of me saying Boyd against Pittsburgh, but... I'm just scared of what is Jeffrey today?
Yeah.
I have no idea. No. With Matt Barkley, I don't know.
I could see him getting 2 targets. I could see him getting 12.
Yeah.
I think you go Jeffrey.
Yeah, I do too.
I think I would go Tyler Boyd.
I'm going Jeffrey.
So Tyler, who is the Tyler Boyd of you three?
Grandma likes Boyd.
Yeah, I kind of love Grandma already. Yeah. Like, we have a very loving relationship. Yeah. So I'm with Grams on this one. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going, Boyd. We'll call you guys back next week.
All right, Jay. Thanks for the call, guys.
Take care.
Have a great morning. Appreciate it. See you, Grandma.
It's probably a good point to say we're not going to be here next Sunday.
Oh, right, yes, because all the games are on Saturday.
Yes.
And
it's also Christmas. So.
Right.
It's Christmas.
We'll be doing a show Friday. We're going to podcast it, and we'll tweet it out like Friday afternoon around 2 o'clock. Mm. So, yes, no live show next week, but we will have the podcast up with most of the games on Saturday. Tennessee Titans on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. Marcus Mariota has thrown for multiple touchdowns in 8 of his last 9 games, but he is ranked as a low quarterback 2 in most rankings. So we kind of talked about Mariota at the beginning of the show. Any worries about DeMarco Murray today in Kansas City?
No, not really.
Fire him up.
That's how you beat them, especially at home, is run plays.
Yep.
picking up chunk yardage.
I think
on the
if you're sitting DeMarco Murray at this point of the year, you're kind of nuts.
And we know Eric Berry is the tight end, I guess, defensive whisperer. I don't know if that makes any sense. But Delaney, he's really cheap in DFS.
Yeah,
but Delaney, I'm still not starting.
It's hard to kind of get a grasp on. Yeah. You mentioned Mariota, and since you mentioned it this morning, I mean, I think he is one of the better plays of the week on the quarterback board that I'm really owning up to now. I think I'm kind of getting warm and cuddly next to the fire with Marcus Mariota this week.
Wow.
He'll be low-owned in tournaments today at DFS. There's no doubt about that. Justin Houston looks like will play, so that's good news for the Chiefs' defense. Tyreek Hill, Spencer Ware, you know, I mean, Travis Kelce, you're starting, obviously. And we saw last week, even with what's-his-face back?
Macklin
back. Mm-hmm. Tyreek was still great.
Tyreek.
70 over the last, since week seven, this is a Roto-World stat, Tyreek Hill ranks 75th among all wide receivers in snaps played. He's got the fifth most receptions in that point. So I think if you've been starting Tyreek Hill, you continue to start Tyreek Hill. I think the question here is what you do with Spencer Ware, who continues to be a very big disappointment.
Yeah.
Spencer Ware or Ty Montgomery, if he's running back eligible.
Spencer Ware.
Yeah, me too.
Why?
More guaranteed volume. But it's not that far off. I mean, Spencer Ware has only been a top 20 back once in the last 6 weeks. Yardage
because
has
he
been
had
terrible.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah. And he, what did he have, like 35 yards in that game with two touchdowns? So yeah.
Spencer Ware hasn't cleared 70 rushing yards since week 8.
Yeah.
No, sorry, week 7.
It's been really bad.
Well, that means he's due, guys.
Yeah. I love that he's due.
Thank you. Again, I think I'd go with Ty Montgomery in that spot over Spencer Ware. Anything else in this game? Is Alex Smith the streamer this week?
No.
Like, if you've been starting Dak, if Dak got you to this point and Dak's been, last 2 weeks he hasn't been great. We go Dak or Alex Smith
again,
at home?
This is another one of those real cold games.
Yeah.
So I'm tempering expectations on ceilings, and that means, I mean, Alex Smith normally doesn't have much of a ceiling to begin with, so it's hard to kind of find a...
I think I would start Alex Smith.
Could be a tough day for Dak against that Buccaneers defense, which has been, since in their 5-game winning streak, number one or number two in scoring defense. So,
like, ideally for Alex Smith, you get the one screen to Tyreek that goes to the house.
Yeah.
And then he throws another touch. He's just, the one thing he's not doing, he's not running.
No.
He's not running at all. I don't know why that is, but that
really zaps him, yeah.
It really does. Let's get to the Lions on the road against the New York Giants. Could be some rain in this game. Theo Riddick is out. At least he's doubtful. It doesn't look like he's going to play today. And Zach Zenner is questionable. So a whole bunch of Dwayne Washington today. But Matthew Stafford's the big story here. He's got a lot going against him, against one of the best defenses in the National Football League. We touched on a bunch of quarterbacks we like over Matthew Stafford, who on fantasypros.com is ranked 20th among all quarterbacks. I guess the question I'll ask is, who's the best Lions fantasy producer today?
Wow.
Yep, I know.
Dwayne Washington?
Yeah, maybe by default.
Oh, my God. Like, do we think Janoris Jenkins is going to shadow Golden Tate? Or would he be on Marvin Jones, I guess?
Yeah, I wouldn't think
he'd
shadow.
Does it matter if Matthew Stafford can't throw the ball that well?
Yeah, four-fingered Matthew Stafford.
Like we mentioned earlier in the show, he hasn't really played an outdoor game and done well since, what, week 2 or 3 against the Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Today is outdoor in New Jersey against the Giants, who've had one of the best defenses in the league.
I feel like he should just fade this entire team.
I feel like you should fade the entire game. Look at where the Giants' numbers have gone lately.
Yeah, they've
been
brutal.
Just really low scoring slog type games.
Yeah.
Imagine if they didn't have Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
They might have the worst offense in the NFL.
Eli Manning has been disgusting this year. Like, he almost looks like he's done. He cannot throw a deep ball to save his life.
Yeah,
anymore.
He's been really bad. Sub 200 yardage in 3 straight.
Last 3 games, the Giants are averaging 263 total yards of offense. That's 31st in the National Football
League.
Somehow
they're 9-4.
It's all Odell and their defense.
Yeah.
That's really how they're doing it. Shane Vereen is questionable to play, still in concussion protocol, but
also,
again,
like,
fade Giants running backs today.
Sneakily, the Detroit Lions defense has gotten a lot better in the last few weeks.
Could be your classic 9-6 game.
Oof. Yeah. Slay's not going to apparently shadow Odell. So,
which I think is,
I don't know if that means that much.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's a little bit overrated, to be honest.
I think the Lions are probably like, well, he's got to catch one of those 5-yard slants that he takes to the house. And yeah. I don't know if there's too many cornerbacks in the league that can stop
that. That was crazy last week. There was a point where there was like 4 guys that were all within a couple of feet of him, and nobody touched him on that touchdown run. He just gets the edge and then turns the turbos on, and you can't. There's no catching him.
Let's get to the Colts at the Vikings. Indianapolis set to be without 3 of their offensive linemen today. And Andrew Luck has been dealing with a shoulder issue. So
what you're saying is fire up Minnesota defense.
Yes. Pay up for them in DFS. I'm absolutely doing that in a bunch of spots. Dwayne Allen will play through a hip. Philip Dorsett will play through a groin, but no Dante Moncrief today. So aside from T.Y. Hilton, who has a tough matchup today, but you're still starting T.Y. Hilton, who else do you want on the Colts? Is Andrew Luck an automatic start? If Andrew Luck's been starting for you all year and you're in the semifinals, are you automatically starting Andrew Luck today under these circumstances?
Yes, because the quarterback outlook is putrid this week.
Yeah. Tyrod.
I can still see 2 touchdowns in the forecast for Andrew Luck. It may come with maybe 3 interceptions, but I still think he can get to 2 TDs.
Agreed.
So you'd go with Andrew Luck over Tyrod.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
We're too high on Tyrod right now.
It's Cleveland.
His nickname is Ty God. Yeah. Why would you not start?
They're 6-7. What a messiah he's been there in Buffalo.
It's the Cleveland Browns.
I know it's the Cleveland Browns, but I also know that this is the number one rushing attack in the league, not the number one passing attack in the league.
I have a super nerd stat to bring to you right now.
Nerd it up.
The Browns are 0-14.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you find that one?
Or 13. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Hey,
they don't have any wins.
Don't bring your shady analytics to this show. We don't want none of that stuff. Okay. So that's the Andrew Luck conversation then. And aside from T.Y. Hilton, that's about it.
That's about it.
All right.
T.Y. is going to miss Xavier Rhodes most of the time because he runs a lot of his routes out of the slot. Yeah. So, and Xavier Rhodes doesn't go in there.
They should be bracketing him, though, you would think, the entire game.
Well, they got to watch out for Philip Dorsett.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Jack Doyle.
Do you guys want to hear the latest Rappaport tweet on Adrian Peterson?
I think I saw it, but
he might play.
All right, here we go. The Vikings planned on Adrian Peterson returning week 16. Then they saw him in practice. As one person said, he looks like Adrian. He's amazing. Yeah. That's the tweet.
Hey.
Start him everywhere.
Do you think that one person said, it's Adrian. Hey, yo, Adrian.
Do you know who his source is?
No.
It's Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
It has to be. I looked amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so good.
I saw the video. I actually thought he, from practice with that massive brace on his knee, I thought he actually kind of looked a little stiff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
That thing's gigantic.
He's not going to go full bore in practice anyways.
That's true.
Right. All right. So for the Vikings, who do we want for the Vikings then? Tell me, what's the best Vikings play today?
I think Stephon Diggs is going to have a nice day.
It's going to be one of his patented 13 catch days for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I think he's going to have... The touchdowns have just been so low, so frustratingly low. I mean, he hasn't caught one, I think, since Halloween, that Monday nighter against Chicago.
Yep.
Sam Bradford stinks, right? Like, I think we finally come to the realization that teams keep trading for him and giving up draft picks, and he's just not good. Offensive line or otherwise, he's not good.
No, he's like a younger John Kitna when John Kitna was old.
At least John Kitna would throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, Sam Bradford doesn't throw the ball deep.
But even when he was in his end, maybe.
Give Stephon Diggs a half-decent quarterback, and we're looking at one of the better receivers in the league.
It's also partially the offensive line doesn't allow any time to throw further downfield, but the Colts don't have much of a pass rush.
No.
So it might be a perfect storm for Stephon Diggs.
Should be a good day, you would think.
It should.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got 6 more games to preview. We will do that next. It's the Fantasy Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
I have secret handshakes to confirm my friendships. Nowadays, they just shaking my hand to hide the tension.
A lot of people just 9:46, welcome back. Fantasy Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Still have 7 games to preview and not a lot of time, so let's get right to it with Alex Cicero, Dan Riccio, and Josh Goldberg. The Steelers on the road in Pittsburgh, in Cincinnati today, excuse me. We've talked about a lot of these quarterbacks with tough matchups. Well, here's Big Ben on the road. Big Ben or Marcus Mariota?
Big Ben.
I'm going not Big Ben because the road is a thing. The bad road is a thing, it seems like.
We also did get some reports that there's crazy wind. Yeah. We're not seeing it in the forecast, but we did see one reporter say the wind is quite bad there in Cincy.
Start Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, obviously. Doesn't look like A.J. Green will play in this game, but the latest report I saw is that they're going to test out the hamstring. I would be shocked if A.J. Green. I don't know.
If they're not making the playoffs, what's the point?
I really don't know. Who's the best Bengal fantasy-wise today?
Is it Tyler Eifert? Yeah.
Scored in 3 straight games.
Jeremy Hill?
Yeah. The Steelers have been good.
Against backs. The run?
Only one back has had 40-plus rushing yards in the last 6 games against Pittsburgh. So. Yeah.
He's a number two. He's a low-end number two. Yeah. Late kickoff, Saints on the road against the Cardinals. Mark Ingram and Michael Thomas were both off of the final injury report. Looks like they're good to go. I would imagine Patrick Peterson is all over Michael Thomas today. So I don't know how much I love Michael Thomas.
Sprinkled on Brandon Cooks probably a bit,
yeah,
you would think.
Yeah.
I mean, Cooks indoors still, right, in Arizona. So maybe that's not the worst thing. I'm not so worried about Drew Brees in this matchup. I know we make a lot of him being on the road, but a lot of those bad games come in outdoor kind of situations. This is not that in Arizona. There's a big total in this game. I think there's some sneaky shootout potential here on a weak slate where there's hardly any.
I don't know. I mean, that's...
If you start Drew Brees in DFS this week in tournaments, he's going to be basically unowned.
Yeah, in that situation, I guess I'm looking more at it from just a fantasy semifinal where this has been one of the best pass defenses all year. Mm-hmm. They haven't allowed a single pass for over 275 yards. They've given up the second fewest touchdown passes in the league in 13. So I don't know if we should be shocked if Drew Brees has a one touchdown game today.
Brady or Brees?
Brady.
Brady. Yeah. Like it's not even
Mariota or Brees.
I would probably go Drew Brees that situation.
Brees for me too.
Slightly. And then for the Cardinals, Michael Floyd is gone, so I kind of like J.J. Nelson this week, and you're obviously going to start David Johnson. What do we make of Carson Palmer this week at home against a better Saints D than what we're used to? But they're feel like they're kind of average now.
He's kind of in that murky middle, right?
Yeah.
Basically a fringe QB1 for me this week.
49ers in Atlanta. Carlos Hyde aside, is there any Niner you want today?
No.
All right. And Julio Jones will miss his second straight game with a toe issue. Looks like Mohamed Sanu will be back. Could this be a sneaky game for Sanu, do we think? Sneaky-ish?
Yeah.
It's the Niners. It should be a blowout. I was thinking about starting both running backs, too, in one DFS spot, but they should score.
Didn't work out 40. So well in L.A. last week. Devontae Freeman did squat.
Mostly Tevin Coleman.
Well, Coleman only had 20 snaps and he scored two touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, you look at some other games this year when they've both gone off. That New Orleans game certainly comes to mind. It was at home in a good spot against a bad defense. So, yeah, I think that's a nice contrarian play to go Freeman and Coleman in a same DFS lineup.
Patriots at the Denver Broncos. Martellus Bennett limited in practice this week, but he will be playing. We're not scared of Tom Brady this week, who, again, was dominant Monday night. James White, better than Deion Lewis last week. We imagine that will be the same this week. It's still so hard to say. But I like Edelman, and I like Bennett, and I like Brady. I like all three of those guys in this game. And you guys like LeGarrette Blount too,
big time,
right?
Yeah.
So, Jesus, how many points are the Patriots scoring today based on our love?
I think they're going to win like 27-20 this week.
I just know I'm cheering hard for the Patriots today
because
my Dolphins need to get in the
absolutely
postseason.
And Trevor Siemian, look, fantasy-wise, he's been good. And Rob likes him in DFS today. They really have no run game. That definitely helps Denver.
Yeah.
But between Simeon and Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders likes him, that's for sure, yeah. Lately.
Sanders and Thomas were both plenty viable last week.
And they should be again this week.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders at the Chargers. Both Cooper and Crabtree are hurt, but both are set to play. Do you guys like Derek Carr in this matchup today?
Yeah, I also like Crabtree. I do not like Cooper this week. He's going to be lining up against Casey Hayward, who has been a beast the last few weeks. But yeah, I like Carr. I think this could be like a 35-28 type of game, high scoring.
I kind of feel like Carr's in a similar spot to where Mariota is, where coming off a poor week, and we're all kind of forgetting just how good they are.
Yeah.
So I'm not so worried about Carr in this matchup.
Amari Cooper still looking for his first red zone touchdown of the season. Fire up Latavius Murray. For San Diego, no Melvin Gordon, so Kenneth Farrow is going to start here. How many touches do you guys think Kenneth Farrow will have this week?
15.
Yeah, I was going to say 15 or 17.
Would you say he's more of an RB2 or a flex?
Two,
yeah.
Low end number two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want Tyrell Williams today?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think 100%. I mean, Tyrell, he's been, next year, I really like where his ceiling is pointing to, but he's been pretty solid all year long.
Mm-hmm. Buccaneers, Cowboys, Sunday night.
And Dontrell Inman, by the way.
Yeah, all former Argo.
Buccaneers, Cowboys, Sunday nighter, start with Tampa Bay first. Mike Evans, you start. Other than that, which Broncos do you guys want in this game?
Bucks.
Bucks D?
Yeah, I like the Bucks D.
What did I say?
You said Broncos.
Sorry,
okay.
Bucks.
No,
I wasn't sure why you were saying that.
Yeah, I do like the Bucks D, though.
Mike Evans pissed me off last week.
Yes.
Hasn't had more than 8 targets the last three of the last 5.
Cowboys at home, coming off a loss. I think you have to worry about time of possession here with the Buccaneers.
And aside from Zeke for the Cowboys?
Give me Dez. I don't think that's such a great match, such a bad matchup, even with the way they've been playing. It's more their run D that's been good, not their secondary.
And Panthers, Redskins, Monday night, you're pretty much starting all your Redskins here. Would you start Rob Kelly in this game? Rob Kelly or Ty Montgomery?
Rob Kelly, firing up. Rob Kelly was good last week.
I can't wait for Ty Montgomery to have 20 fan. If Ty Montgomery goes off today, I'm tweeting you guys so quickly.
100%. 100%.
And fading Cam Newton this week?
Yes. Shoulder issues. Fade everyone on that Carolina offense.
I feel like Carolina wants to lose every game this season.
Yeah. We got to go. Hopefully you guys get to the fantasy championship. And again, no show next week because it's Christmas. We will podcast on Friday at about 2 in the afternoon.